Garrett Murray Podcast, episode 11.
There we are. That's what you're doing now?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm just...
It's like you're cataloging this, like, in some sort of, like, weird, like, Dewey Decimal kind of system.
Well, they're numbers, yeah. One through...
Code 5920GU, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start, just randomly numbering them. People get really confused. Well, I listen to 7, but I don't see episode 8, and there's episode Z. What does that mean? I just got out of control, but... Yeah, this is episode 11, and when I was getting ready to record today, when I was waiting for you to come over, I hadn't been in this room for a while, and because we haven't done a podcast in a week or two, and
the podcast room.
Yeah, the podcast room effectively is what it is now, because with the laptop, I just sit in the living room, but
or the floor,
yeah, or in the street, and I was like dusting because there was just stuff everywhere in this room, and I picked up.
Did you use like a feather duster? Do you have like a technique there? Did you use like a paper towel, damp paper towel?
I actually used your hand? Canned air, which is like really crappy dusting because it's not actually dusting. It pretty much blows it around. Right. Yeah, as long as I don't see it, you know, it's clean.
Sorry, I just had this image of you dusting, and immediately you were dressed like a maid, and you had a feather duster, and I was like, that. I need to resolve that image.
No, that's not what happened.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was wearing fireman's pants. But yeah, like the big baggy ones that go right into the boot.
Solid thinking.
Yeah. It's in case it floods in here, you know?
Right.
So I was using canned air to clean stuff, which, you know, is lazy. But then I started to realize that like canned air is like $5 a can.
Right.
It's just air. And then I thought, I can blow the dust away like, with my mouth. And that's free. I mean, that is free. And then I started thinking, like, I was looking around. I was picking up garbage and whatever, walking around the apartment, and I saw, like, an empty bottled water, you know, and I'm looking around thinking, we are paying for so much stuff that is not, is free. It's like, water's free for the most part. I mean, you can get it just about anywhere. Air is most certainly free.
Right.
And I'm paying for it, and then I'm using it for totally arbitrary purposes. You know, sometimes I pour bottled water into the cat bowl.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, they don't care at all. And I use canned air to dust things. This doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah, it is a little ridiculous.
And you can get canned air now with this canned air can over here came with a little flashlight thingy attachment that I didn't even realize.
So you could see into the crevices?
That you're pseudo dusting, you know, and it's a little blue light and you put it on and I guess it's so you can see what you're spraying, but I just, I was having a conversation the other night about, you know, the whole universe and whatever. I don't know. One of those pointless conversations. You know, you know, where somebody's like, wow, what a crazy world we live in. I'm like, it is a crazy world and a crazy universe. And what is with this? I don't know. That just happened.
Can we have that conversation right now? Because I kind of liked it. I love those conversations.
It was really weird. But
it's usually like in college and they can't happen before like 3 in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
Typically.
I think it was pretty late. And we were watching some show about Discovery Channel, and there were it was a thing about animals. I think of Australia or New Zealand. There were some weird animals, and I was just thinking how weird the planet is, and if, you know, hundreds of thousands of years or whatever, eventually other, you know, there's other connections to other planets or whatever, people are going to come to Earth to look at these weird animals. It'll be like a zoo, you know? They'll come here and they'll go, what the hell is a duck-billed platypus? Like, that thing is weird looking.
Right.
You know? Or, like, the Tasmanian devil is like a rat dog. And I was just watching, and effectively, Discovery Channel is what we should be broadcasting on that space TV. You know how we were, like, sending Olympics or whatever? Wait, totally useless.
We're sending the Olympics to aliens?
Yeah, remember we used to send, like, when they started broadcasting TV, they sent, like, the 1934 Olympics or whatever it was. Remember, because there was, like, Hitler's in it for some reason?
Oh, well, it's not like we're broadcasting that specifically for aliens. It's just that when TV was first broadcast in general, those beams escaped Earth, and that's out there now.
Well, yeah, but I thought we're still actively sending out radio and television signals.
Only because you get, like, when you watch NBC on if you have, like, those rabbit ear antennas,
right,
and you watch NBC, that's going to space and you.
Right, okay, so there we go.
Right.
But what I think we should be doing is, because Discovery Channel is not an air network, I think we should be sending Discovery Channel out there because...
We should.
Yeah, if people see, like, you know...
Wait, is this like in tourism, sort of?
Yeah, exactly, because right now we're sending out, like, NBC, which people are like, heroes? Really? That's where we're coming? We're going to come and see it? That guy from Gilmore Girls who has a Sylvester Stallone lip? Like, aliens can be like, eh, not worth it. But If we were to send pictures of those freaking duck-billed platypuses, platypi, right. I don't know, they'd be like, we have to go to that planet because that's weird, you know?
But plus, you know, I'd assume that if they were watching the, you know, Heroes, aliens would decide this is a planet worth blowing up.
Right, conquering.
But
yeah.
Conquering. But if they have, we have duck-billed platypuses, maybe we won't.
Playful plat, you know, it's like right. Playful. They come here and they, maybe they take our women as well. You know, I'm not ruling that out, but
right.
They may also want to see the animals, you know? And the other thing is, I was thinking that I really want to move to Australia.
Because you want to see...
Just based on the animals and the Discovery in HD is pretty much the only network that... It could be a show about anuses,
mm-hmm.
and all they show is anuses. And right. I'd be like, good, I got to watch this, because it just it looks so good. Yeah, right. It looks the best. So.
Well, I would refute that maybe that would be a true statement if it was about anuses.
I don't know. I'm just saying I won't turn it down.
That's okay, all. Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
You're open-minded.
If somebody wants to, you know, if you get a grant, public art foundation grant for the anus show,
right?
You just show them. You know, it could be animal anuses as well. I don't know.
I guarantee you, somewhere out there is an anus show.
I'm sure there is.
And we won't be the first.
Yeah, I'm gonna look around.
So most of the time, it's too hot in this room. But now that it's November, it's way too cold.
Right.
Can we turn the heat on?
No, we can't actually, because our building got switched over to some newfangled heat system, and the radiators are really wacky. When you turn them on, it smells like burning metal.
That's not good.
Yeah, so it takes a while. Apparently, it's going to take a couple of usages before it gets fixed. So the answer is no.
Oh, okay. So it smells like, I've always heard that crack smoke smells like burning metal.
Yes.
So does it smell like someone's smoking crack in your room?
Yes.
Are you sure someone isn't smoking crack in your room?
Not entirely sure.
Okay.
I haven't looked around.
Yeah, at my apartment, they haven't turned the heat on at all, with chemical smell or not. So I don't have any heat there.
They just it's not on?
No, because we don't control it.
It's winter.
It's pretty much winter in the apartment. Yeah. Because we used to be able to control it, because the thermostat for the entire building was on our floor.
Right.
So one day we just were like, let's just turn this thing up. So we cranked it. And one thing you have to understand is that I'm on the third floor, and every floor that goes down is like exponentially hotter.
Right.
So we turned it all the way up, and I remember laying in bed that night and be like, God damn it. It is hot in here. It is really, really hot. And I had the windows open, or I was like naked, and then the landlord called, and that there were complaints that like some people's heaters were literally exploding steam into the apartments, and like people were freaking out, and so
it's melting. Cats are melting,
right,
in the building.
Just,
wait,
like,
why did you? There's one part of that story I don't understand. You turn it up so that you were way too hot. Why did you do that?
It was overcompensation. It was almost like we were so tired of being cold, because it hadn't really been on until then, so we were like, screw this. And we just felt so empowered by it that we weren't going to admit that we had made a mistake.
You're like making up for the past.
Right.
Nice.
But yeah, it was just, you know, we didn't want to, it was some sort of defeat if we turned it down.
Yeah, we used to have our own, we're on the third floor too, but the third floor is top of this building, and we used to have the thermostat that controlled the whole building, except we didn't know it controlled the whole building. I had no idea that this was,
oh, that's awesome.
This is the way it went. So, you know, we're kind of in and out, you know, obviously we work, and then on weekends we're away, like last summer, winter, snowboarding or whatever. And so there would be Saturdays, Sundays where the heat was totally off. And I kept getting calls from my landlord, who lives in the bottom floor. And she was like, we are freezing. You know, we got to have the heat on. And I was like, dude, turn your heat on. What are you talking about? And I got really pissed, because she kept calling and leaving messages like, oh, we're so cold. Or they're sometimes like, we're way too hot.
So you're wondering why they're telling you.
Yeah, I was like, leave me alone. I don't care. I got to the point where I thought it was like, I thought she was prank calling me, you know, like, we're hot, we're cold. Why are you telling me this? And then one day, you know, finally I said, seriously, I don't understand. You keep complaining about this. Why don't you just turn it down? She's like, you have the thermostat. And I was like, oh, I know. What do you mean? Of course I have it. I was just saying, why don't I turn it down? I was such an ass.
I'm surprised it took that long.
Like, to know that it was.
Yeah, that sounds like a sitcom setup, you know, that like you didn't know. And
yeah, you know, the thing is, it's one of those things, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why would I be the only one who controls the heat? But then I guess since we're all sharing the same boiler, it's just a stupid system, you know, like to have everybody on one boiler that has to be turned on and off effectively by one point.
Aren't we at this? I feel like it's one of those, like, we can put people to the moon kind of arguments, you know, like, why can't we have heat that works in the winter? Granted, you know, and then there's people who are just like dying, freezing to death
homeless,
in the streets.
Yeah, sleeping in the subway, but. But I say, as long as we can complain and we can do it on, you know, good sound equipment, we might as well do it.
Yeah, I think that's why you spent all this money on these microphones.
To complain.
If I can't complain about how cold I am on a and broadcast it on the to the entire world.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point of life?
That's pretty much actually what I use every medium for, is complaining. Right. I start a website just to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast for complaining. We do short films to complain about stuff. Yeah, I pretty much anything. The only thing I don't do is write down my complaints, only because my handwriting's gotten so bad from complaining on the computer for so long.
Right, right. It was like that one time you hired a skywriter.
Yeah.
And it just said, sometimes bagels are chewy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it said.
I hate that.
And it was $1,000.
Yeah. It was really expensive, actually.
Yeah.
They switched to that newfangled multi-spray can system, you know.
You can't read that.
No, it's doing all the little dots, and I don't get that. Remember the old days when it was like a plane with a can of whipped cream, and that thing had to do like swirlies
to get it? Like, yeah, like it had to draw in cursive.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's this dot. It's almost like a dot matrix printer skywriting.
Right.
And you can't read it.
No. It's readable for like 1 or 2 seconds. Each letter immediately fades into this big dot, you know, mess.
Right.
And it's not to mention the fact that, you know, obviously half the time it's upside down to you wherever you are. I noticed a lot of times that I can't read it anyway.
Right.
It's going diagonally upside down. I'm like, I don't know what that says.
It should really never be upside down, though. You know what I mean?
Is that true?
Because, like, I mean, unless you're laying down or something.
I'm lying down a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm usually in the street just on the ground.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. Waiting for skywriting, you know?
Yeah.
You only get a moment and then it's gone.
Yeah. I would hate to have some critical message.
Right.
You know, like, oh, man. I wonder if anyone's ever been like, I need to get this information across. What's my best option? Pause. Skywriting.
Skywriting, yeah.
Because it's usually bad advertisements.
Right. Yeah, and it used to be like, I remember, I feel like as a kid, occasionally you would see skywriting, will you marry me?
I think that was just in movies, though. Did you ever really see that?
I don't know if I did. Well, part of the confusion there is if it's skywriting, by the time Will You Marry Me is visible, the first word will be gone, and half the women in the city will be like, yes, I will, and then they'll all go home, and the men will be like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you hire a skywriter for me, my name is Blarg, you know, because that word would just smear into those words. Any woman would,
right,
know.
So anyone whose name starts with a B thinks that her fiance just
Barb, will you marry me? Yeah. Bet, will you marry me? Bajanga, will you marry me?
Bajanga
is like, is it for me? I don't know. That's a weird name.
Isn't that vagina in Chinese?
It is. News, news, news.
New Jersey okays gay marriage.
Holy crap, the gays are getting married.
Gay.
News, news, news. Stem cell debate heats up in Missouri race.
So hot.
Oh, stem cells are very hot.
News, news, news. Democrats say Bushrak policy is in disarray.
It's like a broken piece of glass.
Of arrays.
News, news, news. Hey, Bill, you seem down today. What's wrong?
I think my wife's having an affair.
Oh boy, that's not good.
Hello.
News, news, news. Madonna speaks out on adoption.
She's a whore.
She took a black baby.
News, news, news. Norm, where were you last night?
What do you mean last night?
I mean last night. Spill it. Where were you?
I was at home, alone, all night.
All night?
All night.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
News, news, news. Los Alamos nuke documents possibly found in drug raid.
That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. Why would there be nuke documents in drug raid?
I don't know.
News, news, news.
Hey, Norm, are these your cufflinks?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Where'd you find them?
In my wife's vagina.
Oh, boy.
News, news, news.
Oh. Ow. Oh. Oh.
News, news, news. News anchor murdered in studio. Leaves behind family of three. Other news anchor murders wife. Plans get away. Caught by the police. Tried for murder. Verdict, guilty. News anchor to hang.
News, news, news. All right, so I don't want to inundate the podcast with talk of the New York City subway system, obviously, because not a lot
of... It's done. Yeah. It's already there. Just do it.
Yeah, so, but I think it's valid. I've mentioned a few times on my website and in conversations with people that New York City has the highest, as far as I can tell, the highest population of totally insane people on the street.
I'd second that.
You know, going to Tokyo, going to Paris, going to London, going to Ireland, all these different places. Dublin, which has a huge homeless population, not very many crazy people.
Right.
You know? And I think in Paris, I only saw like two. And they were like drunkards rather than crazy.
Which right. There's a difference. Like not just, you know, homeless.
Right.
Not just drunk.
Right. They were like, these people are insane.
Right.
I mean, there are people in New York, you get on the subway and they scream the entire time.
And they won't stop. All right. Sorry.
Come. Yeah. No, I was going to say, I mean, the problem is no one will do anything about it.
Right.
One, because you don't know what they're capable of. And two, because New York City seemingly has no good system for dealing with this problem. Like, we don't have the facilities. I don't know what the problem is, but there's a problem.
Right.
But rarely does it become as interesting as it did this morning when I was waiting for the train. Katya and I walked to the station together, and I swiped my MetroCard, and it was out of money. So she got on. There was a train pulling up. She got on the train because I had to stop and get a card, so she just went ahead. I got my card. I went in. I was waiting for the next train, and I looked up the platform, and there's this nude woman. She's about 40.
Sure.
And she's mumbling mostly religious type stuff, totally nude,
right,
walking toward me.
Oh, God.
And I was like, okay. At first, I had one of those moments where I saw her from a distance, and I thought she's wearing clothes that look from this distance like she's naked. You know, like maybe she, because she, I think she was Hispanic,
right,
and the color of her skin was like a tan brown color. So it was possible from my distance. I thought, okay, she's probably just wearing like brown pants and brown shirt.
Right.
And then as I got closer, I was like, no, those are nipples.
Oh, God.
And,
because I think also that when you see something you're not supposed to see, not even supposed to see in that way, but like
normal,
you see something so outlandish like that, that goes against like social expectations, that you fish for any other possibility.
Right, right. Yeah, and
that's incredibly crazy.
Yeah, so she's walking toward me, and you know, she didn't stop or anything. She was looking like kind of dazed, straight, kind of forward and down, and she was just walking with her hands up, and she was just talking.
Like, that's a bad situation.
Yeah, and she was saying, you know, kind of classical and insanomaniac religious type stuff, like God's talking to me, God says you're all gonna die, et cetera, et cetera. Like really pleasant, you know, like right. Wednesday morning, you know. And she walked right past me, and I just kind of looked at her with my classic, it's not an only a New York thing, it's a New York is so ridiculous thing, you know. It's like, I wish it shouldn't happen.
More well, isn't that why you're her, living here, though? I mean, isn't that sort of the expectation that, like, something crazy is going to happen?
I would prefer it didn't, you know? I mean, I just feel bad for her.
Right.
Like, to me, who cares? I'll see, you know, non-attractive naked people. I can deal with it. But obviously, this person has problems.
Right.
And so she walked past me, and then this guy was standing in front of me, looked at me, and he was like, is she naked? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, why is she naked? And I was like, yeah, I think she's crazy.
I like how he had to ask you.
Yeah, and he looked really freaked out, like scared,
right.
You know, and he was like, why is she naked? And I was like, I think she's insane.
Right.
And he was like, oh, okay. And then he just started reading again. Once it was just she's insane, it's fine.
I think sounds at first, like that, you know, guy wanted to make sure you saw it too, though.
Right. It kind of felt like that. Or maybe, like, my first thought, my fictionalization of it was train derailment explosion at the next stop. This woman gets burned until her clothes come off, but she survives unscathed, walks down the tunnel, totally freaked out from the situation,
right,
gets up on the platform and is like, you know, walking by. But no, she's just a naked, insane person.
Right.
She walked to the end of the platform, turned around, and started walking back. And then she turned around and walked back. She was just walking back and forth,
right,
back and forth. And the really sad thing about this whole thing, other than the fact that she wasn't hot, you know, because you never get a hot, naked, crazy person.
No,
you know?
Of course not.
Is that the MTA people, the people who run the subway, all clearly saw her multiple times. I mean, the people in booths on both sides, she walked by them each five times,
right,
the trains. No one did anything.
What?
And there were police above the station when I walked in, just hanging around. No one came in, no one did anything.
I mean, unlike most crazy people, that's technically, like, illegal or whatever.
Right, right. And she it's one thing to be muttering to yourself. It's another thing to be nude when it's 40 degrees out, walking around. You know, I mean, it's freezing down there. And she's clearly something wrong is going on here, and nobody did anything. And that is what I think of as only in New York, is that people just, whatever.
I know, the things I've seen that people just ignore completely.
Yeah.
And you kind of, I personally like a little bit, I just want to make eye contact with someone else and be like, you saw that?
You saw
that, okay. And then I can keep reading my book.
Right. The other thing is, I feel like, I mean, obviously in that case, it's not my, there's nothing I can really do about it other than walk up to a guy who clearly saw her four times and say, you're going to do something about this, buddy? This lady's crazy.
Right. Well, they always say, if you see something, say something.
Yeah,
that would be a clear case of having seen something.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I probably should have called 311 or something, but I don't want to touch the payphones.
Right.
You know, they're so gross.
Right.
And I don't want to put it to my ear.
Now, did you see a pile of clothes anywhere?
No, that was the weird thing. She clearly got there. I think she got there via subway, which is even stranger. Because
yeah,
it's one thing to have a crazy person walking back and forth on the platform muttering. It's another thing if she's trapped you're trapped inside the subway car with her, and she's nude, like, brushing up against you, and that's not good. Plus, I have a very
classic... unless she was hot, then that'd be great, right?
Yeah, I have a very classic...
Just be clear on that.
...movie over anxiety about things like that, where if there's a nude person muttering God stuff on your subway car, train's going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If the person's going, we're all going to die, God's telling me we're all going to die, then you're all going to die, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, it's not good. There have been a couple of cases where I got on the train and there was a person in there screaming and I was like, you know what? I just don't need it. I don't need the karma that's going with this. You know, when this guy's yelling, this car will blow up soon.
Right.
I'll take a break. You know, I don't mind. I'll walk home.
I saw a headline a few years ago, and this comprises my entire knowledge of Australia, was that dingo eats 5 children, was the headline. But I don't see headlines where it's like, you know,
dingo saves Timmy from well.
Yeah, where's the good news?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you know, I don't say like wolf eats 8 children. It just doesn't happen here. Maybe we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking of sharks. But they have sharks over there too. Yeah. So it's like, I want a balance here.
Well, did the dingo eat all 5 babies at once? Or was that like a cumulative toll that they thought this one
dingo... death toll? No, there was like a family of 5 children on a beach. And then it ate all of them.
Where were the parents?
I don't know. Wait, was this... This might have been a chapter from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's... seems so unlikely to me that a dingo could take its time and eat 5 children.
Well,
and the parents are sitting over there going, look at this beach, it's so nice. The kids one at a time are being eaten slowly.
No, I'm going to find this.
Yeah.
I am going to find this because it happened. But you know some people from Australia. Can you ask them for me? Is the dingo issue like a day-to-day thing? They're like, I hope I don't see any dingoes on the way to work.
Yeah. I think that in Sydney, I don't think they're concerned with the dingo problem.
Why?
Well, I mean, because it's like a major city. It would kind of be like being afraid of wolves in New York. Like, when you go to work, do you fear possible wolf attack, like, on the streets?
Well, no.
You might, though, if you've seen them eat a baby. You know.
Right, if I was scarred by that imagery. Yeah. I guess you're right. I also think it's strange, and again, I have my opinions on... I've never been to Australia. Is that there's this whole sort of perimeter where people live, right? Mm-hmm. And this sort of is the inside, where it's not that many people.
The outback?
The outback, yeah.
I guess that's more thing. The west part of the country is the outback, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Australia was fascinating to me because it's like in the bottom of the earth. Yeah, it's like right near the bottom. You know, it's like pretty much as low. I mean, there are parts of Africa and the tip of South America and obviously Antarctica, but something is so fascinating to me that Australia is like right hugging the bottom. Granted, it's a sphere, you know, but you know what I mean.
Right.
When you look at a picture of the Earth, I'm sure their pictures of the Earth show it on the top.
We're at the top of the world. It's just the Australian propaganda.
Right. Like our globe in the bedroom that when you spin it and stop, it always ends with the United States up.
Right.
Which I think is great. That's good, asinine. Trick. And you can hear that there's sand inside of it. So they've purposefully waited.
Oh, you're not joking.
No, I'm serious. You spin that thing, it goes and stops on the U.S.
Wow, that's
pretty sad. You can even turn it. It's like a double revolver, so it spins, but also like pivots. If you pivot it upside down and spin it, it will right itself on the pivot and then still go to the U.S.
The way we're talking about that is if there's some like artificial intelligence in there, but it's just weights.
Yeah, I mean, they weighted the back half of it, so it always ends up on the United States. I like the idea that the U.S. pride makes it such that if you have a globe, it had goddamn better show the U.S. on top. You know?
Yeah, you wonder what kind of asshole did that.
Yeah.
I just like the notion that, like, what if it comes up Africa? Yeah. I don't want to think about that. You know, person, you know, is like reading like Shakespeare and they look over at their globe and it just says Africa and they start feeling really guilty about all like the poverty and they're like, they just kind of twist it back to the earth, to the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah. If it shows the U.S., there's no problems in the world.
Nope.
And none of the other things even exist. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you ever zoom all the way out on Google Maps and you get the 50 copies of the earth stuck together thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That thing weirds me out. It's almost like Google's promoting the theory of like the multiverse. You know, it's like if you zoom out far enough, you just start seeing copies of everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of true. Well, I mean, technically, if you had like a wide angle lens that was wide enough, you would see multiple of everything.
Wide angle lens. That blew my mind.
I just did. I just blew your mind.
Blew my mind. That freaks me out.
That's what you get in this. You should make that chapter mind blown.
Yeah.
So people can just jump to it.
Yeah. Just over and over. Right. I feel like in my mind blown. that is interesting. I thought at first they were claiming potentially that the Earth is not actually round, but is really long and flat.
And that there's actually more than one
continent. Yeah, there's like copies. So the reason that when Columbus sailed thinking he would, or, you know, when everybody was afraid of going off the Earth, and then they disproved it by effectively going in a circle,
right,
what they may have actually done is just go to the edge of the other copy. So what I was saying is I put Katya on at the tip of Florida and cut her thumb off, and then I go around the Earth to the next Florida and see if the Katya who's standing there still has a thumb.
That's solid thinking again.
Yeah, she didn't volunteer. She wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do it. Well, no. She doesn't like science.
Yeah. And now, two chipmunks having a serious conversation.
Hey, I just got back from the clinic. What did they say? I have AIDS. Oh no, yeah. Does that mean I have AIDS too? Yeah, probably. I think we both have AIDS. From the sex or the IV drug use? The needles. It's from the needles, I'm sure of it. But, you know, there's nothing they can do. That's it. Oh no. We might as well, you know, might as well just kill ourselves. What are we gonna do? We stored up all these nuts. We can't do anything with them. They're totally pointless.
I don't want to have AIDS.
We might as well throw them away. You know? What's Bobby gonna do? What's Bobby going to do?
He probably has AIDS too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What have you done?
I'm sorry. I was addicted.
What have you done?
I was addicted.
That was two chipmunks having a serious conversation. Episode 11.
There it is.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
This is a brief programming note, show note, if you will. We are planning to do a live show.
Live, completely live.
Completely live. At some point in the near future, hopefully before Christmas time, say. You know,
like oh,
maybe,
okay.
Late November. And so we need you to tell your friends about the show. You know, we want to build up an audience and we want to do a live show. And the live show would consist of us streaming the show and, you know, accepting emails or instant messages, et cetera, so people could ask us live questions.
And it would mostly just be the show, except live.
Right. Yes. And maybe a little more laughing.
Probably a lot more laughing. So,
and we can't guarantee that the topics will be interesting.
No, not at all.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but we have a staff of researchers who find the most interesting topics, mm-hmm. and then we only pick the top tier ideas.
Right, exactly. We have a lot to filter through, yeah. So maybe... Yeah. We also usually record about 8 hours, right. And we whittle it down
to... It takes forever to edit this show.
Yeah.
It's a constant cutting.
Yeah. That's all. It's
out of control. But we do want to do a live show, so, you know, that would be great. That would be a lot of fun to do. And eventually, hopefully, that will lead to live shows in person, where people could come and actually see the show, which would be amazing. But that requires everybody tell everybody about it.
Yeah, and I'll have to start dressing better.
Yeah, yeah. Like, shoes would be nice, if anything.
Well, I think these paper bags and rubber bands are kind of doing it for me here.
Yeah, they're working. I'm not saying that they're not a good idea.
You know I'm not spending much money.
Right, definitely not. You usually take the paper bags out of the garbage anyway, so you don't even have to pay for it.
All right, I'll buy shoes.
Fine. So Sean will buy shoes, and he'll have shoes when we're doing the live show. So that's it for episode 11, and thanks for listening, and that's it.
Good night, folks.
Unless it's daytime, then good day.
Which one?
The climbing legend.
Climbing legend falls 500,000
feet. Is that like the distance of the Earth? Right through. Fell off the planet. Climbing legend falls to China. That's awesome. A very long fall. Man has time to call family, tell everyone's happening. Spend 3 hours falling. Builds parachute out of clothing on the way down with enough time.
Why did I even do that? Oh, 500 feet.
That's great. All right.